Church of St. James. This church was established after the Reconquista, and it dates back to the founding of the medieval town of Guardamar. While originally called Santiago el Mayor, today it is known as San Jaime Apostol. As Santiago was the patron saint of the Reconquista, many newly established Christian churches were named after him. However, naming the parish church after San Jaime paid tribute to monarchs linked to Guardamar. King James I claims the area as Christian territory after a revolt by the Mudéjars in 1264, and King James II annexed Guardamar to the Kingdom of Valencia, signing the change into law in July of 1308. The church was damaged in the 1829 earthquake. Although its solid construction helped keep its images, icons, paintings, garments, organ, and even its bells mostly intact. The current church, as designed by Laramendi, was built between 1845 and 1910. It is a neoclassical building with three naves. The central aisle is 18 meters high, and the side naves measure 10 meters. As you can see from its exterior, the building was built with a flat and sturdy design to prevent landslides in the event of an earthquake. The old bell tower was 27 meters high and consisted of two parts. One housing the church atrium and the bell ringers' living quarters, and a second part for the belfry. The church was partially reconstructed in the 60s, with the bell tower made larger and the exterior walls plastered. The current bells date back to the 18th century, when they were recovered after a series of earthquakes. Among the most interesting artwork are pieces of religious imagery dating from the 18th to 20th centuries. Of these, the Virgin del Rosario is the oldest. The church's pictorial artwork includes La Epifania from 7th century Valencia, La Dolorosa from the same time period, and a portrait of Sister Beatriz Ana Ruiz. Notably, amongst the church's various precious metal artifacts are three chalices and a ciborium from the 18th century, a fragment of the true cross, and a monstrance.